Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into the Fan After Dark. Blake Elliott joined by Fred Davis and our boy Dylon. We've got plenty of audio to get you from the Micah Parsons press conference with the Green Bay Packers. He's had a lot of words to say to Cowboys Nation. He does a dialogue to you guys. He has what it's going to be like to face them in week 4 and much more. We've also got his former players reacting to him getting traded, as well as the acquisition of their new teammate in Kenny Clark. So a lot of fun stuff. I'll try not to derail this segment with language talk, and we'll get right into the fun audio. So Dylon, I sent you a couple clips. Let's go ahead and do the Micah Parsons message to Cowboys Nation. I think this is a minute 23. So this is Micah Parsons on what he has to say to you Tolos.
Yeah. To Cowboy Nation, really just thank you. Like, I don't think people realize, you know, I'm a very simple man. It's all about principle with me, and it's all about, you know, the love and authenticity. And, you know, for me, just a kid from – I never left Pennsylvania pretty much until I got drafted. You know, I was a Harrisburg, Pennsylvania guy to Penn State. And the moment I got drafted, you know, I had a second home. And they welcomed me. They opened their hearts out to me. They poured into me. That fan base is one-on-one. So thank you to the fan base. Thank you to all the players that I play with. I'm going to miss my dog, Seven. That's like a brother to me. There's a lot of people that I got close relationships with over there, and I'm going to miss them regardless, Overshown. That kind of like really, you don't realize how people, you know, and I told Overshown this, like, you don't realize the impact people have when you see their determination, the resilience, the keep getting back up factors. And these is both guys who had knee injuries, and I saw that just work so hard, and you just want to pour back into them. So, you know, I wish, things didn't have to be like this, you know. But, you know, I'm happy for this opportunity. I'm happy to be here. And, I'm ready to win some games.
I'll say this off the rip. It's a tough situation. When Luka obviously got traded to the Lakers, I'll just say with saying the right things in front of the press. Because you want to still be nice and save some face. You know, love those guys. I wish it had to be this way. But then you have to also kind of say, well, I'm glad it's this way because I'm with the Packers and I'm ready to be here and I can be here forever. Not like, I wish I was still in Dallas and I got traded.
Like,
you got to kind of play both sides. So yeah, kudos to Micah because it's a tough question to answer.
Although it is easier to, when you get traded, it's a lot easier to, that part's easy, right? As far as you're thanking the fans and your teammates. Mm-hmm. Like, that's easy to do, right? Like, there's no consternation there. I mean, he mentioned Overshown. He mentioned Trayvon Diggs.
I think Diggs is a Packer next year.
I mean, let him be.
Free agent.
I mean, okay. Yeah. I mean, you know, let's see what he does this year. I mean, we're still waiting to see what that's going to look like this upcoming season. But, hey, go for it.
You talk about how easy it is to talk to the fans and talk to your teammates. Well, let's get into the nitty-gritty. You know, the front office is where it's all fell apart. And he was asked about the concerned with the contract situation with the Cowboys and how it did not go down how he wanted to. What does he have to say about the contract situation now that he's in Green Bay?
Were you starting to worry that the stalemate was not going to get resolved? And I mean, the Cowboys game is not that far away for them, their opener. Like, were you starting to worry that you were going to have to take this farther than you even wanted to?
I was. And it's obviously not what I wanted. I think, you know, throughout my career, I played through so many different obstacles and things like that. Like, every opportunity is a great opportunity. That's kind of how I look at it. And I did not want to be in a position where I was missing opportunities, not only to feed my family, but, like I said, the brotherhood. Like, them guys wanted me on the field as bad as I wanted to be on the field. They look at me as, you know, their big brother. Like, he needs to be out there. I know we can win with him. I know what he can do out there. So, yeah, you know, I was worried about that. But now it's resolved. I could come. I'm going to fly in here Sunday afternoon, learn this playbook, and get ready and try to go out there and perform on Sunday afternoon.
Your thoughts?
I mean, again, I look, Mike knows, he's a media trained guy. I mean, mm-hmm. You know, he does a podcast every week. I mean, you know, newsflash. Look, I don't think any of us expected this thing to devolve the way it did, mm-hmm. right? We didn't expect it to get personal. Yes. Did we expect there to be a holdout? Were we surprised by that aspect of it? No, we were not. Are we finding out now that there was more going on behind the scenes between Jerry and Micah that we realized? Then, yeah, I think we're starting to find that out. Are we going to find out, and we're going to talk, you and I are going to talk more about this tomorrow when we're on 1 to 5 o'clock, you know, that maybe the podcast did rub people the wrong way? Sure. But at the same time, I mean, it's Micah Parsons, right? Like, he's the kind of guy where, and I think Nick Eatman said it this morning, and I thought,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But it was perfectly well put. Micah Parsons is a football player. Like, that's what this dude is, right? So whether he's laying on a table, whether he's, you know, mean mugging at practice because he wants to get in, or whether he's in Green Bay or Dallas, the bottom line is this. Yes, is he questionable against the run? Absolutely. Yes, can you scheme against him? Sure. But when it comes to pure, raw, innate ability to get to the passer, which is at a premium in 2025 and just in the NFL as a whole, number 11, a.k.a. now number 1, is as good as anybody in the National Football League.
Well, let's see how he's going to fare against the Cowboys in Week 4. He was asked, what is it going to be like playing against your former team?
How do you envision kind of that return, what that's going to be like?
Well, you know, obviously Dallas got to do what they got to do to get to Week 4. We got to do what we got to do. I see no easy games. I see the Lions first on Sunday, what I got to try to get ready for it, and I see the Commanders on Thursday night. So I see two games that got some of the most, you know, elite offenses in the NFL before we get to Dallas, which I know is another elite offense after seeing them all in camp with CD and Pickens. So, you know, I got to focus on that one first. But when it comes to Week 4, we'll be ready. And, you know, we're going to prepare the same way we had the previous weeks.
I think that's a good answer.
This reminds me a little bit, and I said this last night, but it sounds again like this reminds me of the Tyreek Hill to Miami move. He doesn't sound, and I'm not, and again, we'll, let's use the Luka interview again as an example. Again, different dynamics that were involved all the way around. Micah does not sound overwhelmingly excited about being a Green Bay Packer. Like, I don't get that vibe from him.
More excited than Luka. I thought you were about to say than Luka.
No. But I'm saying, well, yeah, I mean, of course. I mean, yeah. Luka didn't want to be a Laker initially.
Correct.
But my point is, for a guy that just signed a $188 million deal.
Did you see the video of him jumping around the house?
Well, yeah, I'm sure. I mean, look, if I just got $180, but again, in the moment, how many times have you had, look, anybody listening right now, you, me, I'm sure there's been times where we've been hit with news and it sounded, and our initial thought was exuberance and enjoyment. Then when you had a night to sleep on it and then the reality of it set in, yeah, you were still happy, but you're like, oh man, is this maybe what I thought it was going to be, right? Yeah. I mean, to your point, you said this earlier, Green Bay's not Dallas.
Yeah, you see that quickly when you get off the plane.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you're freezing your, and I get it. He's from Pennsylvania, all right? Green Bay, Wisconsin.
This is all football.
Is not Dallas-Fort Worth, all right? Dallas-Fort Worth is a global city.
Yep.
Green Bay is Green Bay.
Football. Football and football.
Yeah, cool. All right?
So the whole not showing up to practice, you know, the classroom stuff, you know, stuff that we've heard murmurs about at the station, other reporters as well. That's not going to fly, I would assume.
Well, there's nothing else to do.
There's nothing else to do. Like, you, there is no, I'm doing brand deals.
Hell, he might be doing three podcasts a week being in Green Bay.
Well, let's hear from George Pickens of your Dallas Cowboys on how he thinks about this news. Obviously, being a guy that was traded, I think James
and
Slater.
And being a Mulligetta client.
Yep, I thought James Slater asked a great question. Let's hear how George Pickens devolved the Micah Parsons trade.
George, you have a unique point of view on this. You've been part of a trade yourself this year. What did you think of this whole saga?
I feel like it was just, you know, some people got to do the best for their situation. And I feel like from organization and from player, that's exactly what happened. Yeah.
Do you feel Micah's, the lack of his presence here today? I mean, what's the mood been around here?
Yeah, definitely when you got like a guy that's been here for like 4 or 5 years dominantly, you know, making an impact. You definitely gonna feel his presence when he's not here. So I just feel like I said, you know, the best for both parties, especially for him and what he wanted, especially for, you know, kind of what the organization wanted. So yeah.
What were the cell phones and the group chats looking like last night when this news went down?
I was on the video game actually. I didn't know until I looked up, I think like early this morning, that it was like, oh yeah. But kind of like I said, best for both parties, I guess.
How good was, for looking at from Micah's lens, how good was it for you to have a change of scenery?
It was good for me, just strictly because when you're somewhere so long and you build a certain label, a certain record, or whether that's good, great, or bad, you kind of want a fresh start. And I feel like that's what a lot of people in life, yeah.
Do you find yourself gravitating over to Kenny going, hey man, I'm new here too?
Yeah, definitely. He's brand new and I'm just new. You know what I mean? So, yeah, we're going to embrace him as well.
Appreciate you so much.
Sure.
George, yep.
Great job by Jane.
Yeah, it was good. Didn't know until this morning. That speaks volumes to me.
Well, he was on the game.
Oh, he didn't get up at all? The trade went down at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Hey, some of them's games be locked.
So, you mean to tell me that George Pickens probably... So from 4 p.m.
I guess
until Monday. So 4 p.m. yesterday afternoon, the biggest trade in the NFL this year, and George Pickens didn't find out till this morning. Either he's BSing us or that speaks volumes about the overall perception of Micah Parsons' locker room. Maybe I'm reading too much into it, but hey, that's what I do. That is the Phenom, Mr. Blake Elliott. I'm Fred Davis. 2 seconds left, then we're going to hand this thing off to the Rangers broadcast. We'll get into what Kenny Clark had to say and some Rangers as we get ready for a 3-game set against the Athletics. Don't go anywhere.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.